this week we've tried to get as many girls to sign up to playing football, and our initial aim, or the FA's initial aim, was to get 5,000 girls, and we've absolutely smashed it, and we've got 16,000 girls signed up, which is fantastic, so we're obviously really thrilled at that. And the national team did really well, obviously, at the World Cup, getting that bronze medal, and it attracted a lot of media attention and a lot of publicity, and you know, people are really interested in the Lionesses, and I think it's gone on to now that more girls want to play football, and we've created role models, and I just think it's fantastic, because obviously, you know, myself and Laura, who's here today, we probably didn't have girl role models when we were growing up, so I think it's really good that now the Lionesses have actually created that for themselves, and young girls now can play football and be a part of it, not apart from, just because of their gender. So it's really, really good.
We wanted a legacy and to really inspire young girls. And they really, you know, I've just been talking to some, and they, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up? What do you want to be? And it is now, you know, it's a professional footballer, which is brilliant to hear. And so, because it really is achievable, that's their dream, and they could achieve it. Because when I was young, I didn't say those things because it just wasn't around, and it wasn't even there to dream to achieve. So, but the fact that it is now, and it's so accessible, they really do believe and they really do want it, which is fantastic to hear.
And you've helped each other through some tough times, haven't you, that have been well publicised, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we shouldn't be telling people, really, but I think it's quite hard when now we're in the public eye. But, you know, she's been a fantastic friend to me, and I try my very best to be that back. Sometimes it's not successful and she needs to give me a slap every now and again, but I try and be there for her. It's been a difficult time for her since she's been back at the World Cup. Majority of people have been fantastic, and that's how they should be. And the other people that haven't been so nice probably need to have a look at themselves, because she's just a human being at the end of the day, and she's a fantastic person, a fantastic role model, and will continue to be that for our sport.
She or me, I don't know, fortunate to have each other in our lives, so I'll let her decide that. But yeah, you know, she's a great character, and you know, the fact that we can come down, you know, to Birmingham now at Rail Lane and to give a little bit back to the girls, because you know, this is Birmingham, and the city of Birmingham have been a big part of both mine and Kaz's careers, so hopefully it will be for a lot of these girls.
And have you noticed the fact that you've been recognised maybe a bit more when you're out and about?
Yeah, to be fair, we have. I think definitely when I'm obviously in kit and tracksuit and stuff, not so much when I go out, when I put my glasses and my hood up, but yeah, I mean, I got recognised at the Blues Villa game a couple of weeks back, which was quite fun. A bit nervy, because I was worried about what the Villa fans would do, if I'm not going to lie, but the Blues fans were obviously quite protective of me, which was great. So it was really cool.